From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, October 25th. Coming up, we'll listen to a conversation with Tanea York about her experience writing the first draft of a new Illinois literacy plan. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. A measure that would allow Illinois legislative employees to unionize is moving forward at the State House. Alex Degman reports.
Employees of House Speaker Emanuel Chris Welch, who are trying to unionize, sat next to their boss in committee and testified about difficulties on the job. Analyst Kelly Cooperus says she and her colleagues expect long hours and emotional work, but things need to improve.
We know there will be challenges that are inherent to the experience of legislative staff, but we are experiencing conditions that are not typical or healthy, nor sustainable for making a livelihood. Our pay is not adequate for the amount of work we do, nor the importance of the work that we do.
Employees also want fewer restrictions on when they can strike and for the measure to take effect sooner than 2026. The bill advanced out of committee, but Welch says changes are still being negotiated. I'm Alex Degman.
More pregnant people in Illinois are dying, and most deaths may be preventable. That's according to a new report from the Illinois Department of Public Health. Kristen Schorsch reports.
The study looks at what happened to just over 260 people who died while pregnant or within a year of giving birth from 2018 to 2020. Black women continue to die at higher rates than white women, and more pregnant people are losing their lives months after giving birth. Shannon Leitner is with the Illinois Public Health Department.
We must give voice to these people who have no voice anymore. We have to illuminate the deficiencies in our system.
Public health officials say it's rare for women to die during or after pregnancy. But the state found pregnant people are falling through the cracks of a complicated health system. Kristen Schorsch, WBEZ News.
Chicago Public Schools is transitioning to an elected school board, and lawmakers in Springfield are pushing a measure during this week's legislative session to get board members paid. Mawa Iqbal has more.
The bill would allow the school board to decide if and at what amount members should be compensated. Chicago Senator Rob Martwick says this will ensure a more diverse and representative board.
Every voice in the city of Chicago from every community, especially those that have been who have bared the burden of disinvestment in their system of education, need to have a say on those boards.
Without compensation, some worry only wealthier people could serve. Martwick says given CPS's $9 billion annual budget, the board could decide to pay its members a salary of over $100,000, similar to Los Angeles' school board. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
A play described as a combination of children's writer Judy Blume and the movie Rambo opens at the Station Theater in Urbana tomorrow night. IPM reporter Owen Henderson has more.
Without Rule of Law focuses on a group of 8th grade girls who have lost trust that adults know how to run the world. 17-year-old cast member Suhani Garg says the show expresses the anger many young people feel that their concerns about things like climate change and civil rights are going unheard.
These girls in this play, they feel just so frustrated that these people have had all these tools to make things right and they're just not. And young people all over the world are talking about the issues that are happening and no one's listening.
The dark comedy follows the preteens as they prepare for what they feel is an inevitable collapse of society as they know it. I'm Owen Henderson, IPM News.
The play runs through November 5th. Still to come, we'll listen to a conversation with Tanea York about Illinois' new literacy plan. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
A co-production of Real South and Independent Lens, A Town Called Victoria is a three-part docu-series examining the resiliency of a community after an act of arson at a Texas mosque. Friends of WYLL receive exclusive early streaming access beginning October 14th. Learn how you can receive early access to the best of PBS with WYLL Passport at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Educators in Illinois have a January deadline to draft a plan for improving how reading is taught. The effort by the Illinois State Board of Education is part of a national movement to update reading instruction so it matches what science says about the way kids learn. Tanea York helped write the first draft of Illinois' literacy plan with educators around the state. Earlier, she joined Mary Dixon to talk about the plan and what's driving it.
So, first off, why does Illinois need to have this literacy plan?
Well, the children in Illinois are not reading well, particularly Black and brown children.
And what is the issue with the way that they're taught reading right now?
So, across many of the classrooms in the state of Illinois, we used a method of teaching, which some will call whole language, where there wasn't really a methodical way of teaching letters, sounds, words, spelling patterns that were missing in the instruction that children were receiving.
So because the whole language wasn't working for them, wasn't working for all of them, there's a need to change up. Is that correct?
Absolutely. It is really that most children, most of us, period, need to learn how to read in a very methodical way. There are some folks who can learn to, they'll learn whole words, right? But most of us, and learning in a more methodical, systematic way doesn't hurt anybody. So that was one of those things that was really, really missing in our reading instruction.
A lot of us might be familiar with phonics. That's how I learned how to read, I think. It teaches reading based on the sounds that the letters represent. So how does phonics fit into the way that things might be changing?
So that is that piece that is the shift that we need to make. So, of course, there are lots of components and ways that we need to learn how to read, right? Folks need to be read aloud to, they need vocabulary instruction, fluency, phonemic awareness, right? They need to be able to manipulate the sounds and the smallest units of sounds and words. But the phonics component is just one area that the state of Illinois is saying, you know what, there's a lot of evidence that we need to make sure that this component is taught in very explicitly, very direct instruction, and very systematically. And so the way that you learned how to read, when you said, I think I learned how to read with phonics, and you may have, depending on your age, right?
Yep, yeah, you know.
You got those books. I won't tell anyone. Would be a very important part that gets reintegrated into the ways that we want children to learn how to read here in the state of Illinois.
So with any change, there tends to be pushback. Are people saying what they're concerned about with this effort to change the blueprint?
So what you will hear most, and what I've heard most, is when we talk about how to teach children how to read, if we bring up phonics, sometimes what folks kind of envision is classrooms where children are just sitting there getting a killing drill, tons of worksheets, and that we end up missing some of the pieces that are really critical, you know, environmental print and kids playing with language. And that's not what we're talking about at all. Some of the push comes to make sure that the ways that we're asking folks to teach reading may impact some of our English learners. So there was not everyone in the room is right. We're all on the same page. We say, hey, our children need to learn how to read. Like, it's really not happening in our state. But people are a little concerned with the how. And that's always going to be the case.
That was veteran educator Tanea York speaking with Mary Dixon about Illinois' new literacy plan. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be cloudy and breezy with a chance of showers and a high of 73 degrees, with southwest wind gusting up to 30 miles per hour. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Kristen Short, Mawa Iqbal, Owen Henderson, and Mary Dixon. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.